That's my pal Andy Baskin.
That's right. Who's got your back?
All taped up.
Who's got your back? Oh, see, you got to call me out on everything. Sorry, now, I break my glasses today.
Well, now it's red tape again. What happened?
So what I did is
you had red tape. You didn't like it. You complained.
I did. Well, then
Ray, our chief engineer, brought in black tape for you. Now you've got red tape on it again.
And then I even taped the side that didn't need tape to make it look the same. And then Dan and I had the conversation. I was like, and Dan was like, the red looked better than the black.
I thought the red with the black together looked cool.
Can I offer a suggestion?
Sure.
Get to Walmart after work and go buy some readers.
Why do I have to go there? Are there other places I can go?
Go anywhere. I'm sure. Just go somewhere.
I can think of other places.
Buy some readers.
Jeff, here's the dealio. Ready? These were readers when I woke up this morning, and then the arm, you know, kind of cracked off.
Yeah, I know. Well, so go buy some new ones.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
You can
appreciate
get them.
You. Yeah, you're a good man.
I mean, you're better than taped up glasses.
Jeff, they were broken when I sat down
here. You could have asked your old pal Jeff to borrow a pair.
No, yours are too strong.
Not these. I have another one.
Oh, you have a... What are they?
These are prescription, but they're very... These are very light.
Can't wear those. Can't do it. They're prescription.
I wouldn't... But they're prescription readers only. The top of them is clear.
Oh.
All I need is some little reading glasses.
Well, what's the magnification down there? This is the oldest conversation we've ever had.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Just, you know, okay.
All I know is that I am so looking forward to...
Yeah.
And extremely tired of
talking
about Brown's quarterback. But here we are again.
You're kidding. You realize we're doing this until week three.
Are you kidding? I created a shtick. Just, you know, let's find us a quarterback.
Yeah,
we're going to be talking about it for months. Why? Because it's a necessity. That's why. And why is it a necessity? Two reasons. We don't have one. Other teams do, and other teams who have them succeed, as Chris Rose pointed out when he joined us just a few moments ago. Dano, if you don't mind.
So the only guys who made the playoffs that weren't first-rounders were Jalen Hurts, who was a second-rounder.
Yeah.
And you remember when he was drafted, Carson Wentz had just received a ton of money, and people were like, what the heck are we doing here? And the other one was Russell Wilson, who has now bounced around and been with three different teams in the last four seasons and might be on his fourth different team in five seasons by next year, but is a Super Bowl winner and is somewhat of an anomaly, in my opinion, with his career. So that means you got to get first-round talent. You just do. And even the next best that are on the outside looking in, for the most part, are first-round quarterbacks.
Which means you need to find a quarterback. Now, the weird thing is the NFL landscape, Andy, is littered with former first-round draft choices who are looking for teams. We just did one. Let's find us a quarterback with Mac Jones today.
Right.
We've talked about Daniel Jones. He was a sixth overall pick. Carson Wentz was a second-round pick, or second overall pick. We'll be talking about him. And so... The magic elixir isn't that you draft a guy in the first round. It's that you draft the right guy in the first round. And that's what our team hasn't been able to do well enough to make everybody happy. And that includes people in Berea, because you took one first overall and you weren't happy enough with him that you wanted to go out and try and upgrade, which we all understood, but that hasn't worked.
This is settled by the draft, right? This is settled after the second day of the draft. We know exactly where they're going with this thing, right? Right?
You know,
all feel good about that?
I think we'll have a really good idea what's going on about 2 days after the start of free agency. I think we'll have a really good idea.
Yeah, but then are we going to have to dig into the trench about who they're going to draft? That's my question.
Well,
I really hope that we come out of the second day of free agency thinking, okay, they don't have to draft a quarterback at two. That's my dream. That is my dream. Because I just don't feel good about this class. One's jumping off the page.
It only takes one, and you're going to have your choice of everybody except one guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. I'm just not feeling it this year. There are years I'm like, oh well, yeah, that guy might be a bust, but is he worth it at, you know, with the sixth pick or the 12th pick or the 18th pick? And you kind of weigh it out. You're like, all right, I'm going to go watch this guy a little bit more. Or I'm going to go back and see that. I just don't like. I just don't feel it. I don't feel it. You know. And I got crushed on Twitter yesterday or X about my take on not wanting Sanders. It's not that I don't want him. I just I've seen this team take a quarterback because of the hype that goes along, because you think it makes you relevant. And it does. It definitely makes you relevant, but I don't know if that means wins. It might mean more games on national TV. It might mean selling more jerseys. I don't need to sell jerseys. I need a guy that can play quarterback for how about 5 years. Can we get a quarterback that can sit for 4 or 5 years? Is that asking way too much? A starting quarterback for 4 or 5 years?
Well, it shouldn't.
That would be what a treat that would be here in Cleveland.
You know, you could end up with, 2 days into free agency, and this is where you might know what's going on or what isn't going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've thrown out the idea. I love the thought of veteran who's been around for a long time and some of these young guys who have been busts so far. I wonder, if you do something like that in free agency, and you think you can fix one of the young guys and you bring in one of the older guys and know he can play, I think that would tell you all you need to know about what they plan to do at number two, which would mean either drafting, another position or trading out. So that's why I think free agency will tell us. I expect in free agency the Browns to sign a veteran quarterback who's been around, who's played, who they think can come in here and play quarterback for them next year. If they sign that second guy, that's where we might see some like, oh, okay. Well, we have two guys they've signed. They're not going to draft a quarterback.
There is a part of me, too, that says that number two spot is going to be extremely valuable, right? And
to somebody.
I mean, they could build up, prepare for the future on the offensive line, build depth. They could go out and find a wide receiver. There are a lot of things they could do with that two pick if they choose not to use it. I'm also not against trading that pick. Just please don't leave the top 10.
I don't care where you're drafting as long as you get people that can come in and really help. Ed's in Elyria. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Hi, guys. Couple questions. Is there a good edge rusher that would be worth like a second round pick to make Miles happy?
Oh, there are plenty of them. This could be
good
one of
draft
the
for edge rushers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would that be worth the second pick?
Huh? They think Carter from Penn State is.
Yeah, for sure.
Many people do,
okay.
Ed.
Okay. Well, then I would like to see them get Miles happy and help him out. And then I guess because the quarterback, nobody's great out there, I wouldn't mind seeing them take a flyer on Will Howard in the second round.
Might not even need to go that high with that one, Ed.
I mean, you got 5 picks in the top 103, and that takes you to second pick of the fourth round or something like that. I mean, I'm just even looking at Ryan Wilson in the first round alone, Abdul Carter, Mikel Williams from Georgia, Carter's from Penn State, in case you didn't know, Jalen Walker from Georgia, Nick Skirton from Texas A&M. I mean, these are all guys that could go in the first round. James Pierce. I mean, it's endless how many guys are. I'm looking at 7 edge rushers on this alone. 7. Here, Jack Sawyer. This is the first time I've seen him in a while. He's a first-round look as an edge rusher, too. And his stock keeps going up, man. If he has a really good national championship game, he will have made a lot of money during the playoffs.
Isn't that scary, though?
Well, yeah, I mean,
guy's stock is going to jump like crazy because of 2 games after they've had 4 years to evaluate him.
But it's not just 2 games. It's games against top 10 teams.
Okay.
And
he's played a lot of those, though.
But in some of those games, you can't tell. Like, it's no offense, but when you're playing Akron and you're playing some of the teams that you probably think aren't going to make the playoffs at the end of the year, it is tough to evaluate sometimes. And, to watch the way Sawyer's played, I think what we're seeing now is more than his ability, it's his DNA, his heart, his desire, all those things, and being able to come up with gigantic plays at huge moments. I mean, that's not a lot of guys get that opportunity, and not a lot of guys deliver when the opportunity is in front of them, and that's what Sawyer did last week, but he's been doing it throughout the playoffs. So
it's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.